Don't Look Back by Karen Fossum. Read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. Ranganhill opened the door cautiously and peered out. Up on the road, everything was quiet, and a breeze that had been playing amongst the buildings during the night had finally died down. She turned and pulled the doll's pram over the threshold. "We haven't eaten yet," Marta complained. She helped push the pram. "I have to go home. We're going out shopping," Ranganhill said. "Shall I come over later?" "You can if you like, after we've done the shopping." She was on the gravel now and began to push the pram towards the front gate. It was heavy going, so she turned it around and pulled it instead. "See you later, Ranganhill." The door closed behind her, a sharp slam of wood and metal. Ranganhill struggled with the gate, but she mustn't be careless. Martha's dog might get out. He was watching her intently from beneath the garden table. When she was sure that the gate was properly closed, she started off across the street in the direction of the garages. She could have taken the shortcut between the buildings, but she had discovered that it was too difficult with the pram. Just then a neighbour closed his garage door. He smiled to her and buttoned up his coat, a little awkwardly, with one hand. A big black Volvo stood in the driveway, rumbling pleasantly. "Well, Ranganhill, you're out early, aren't you? Hasn't Marta got up yet?"
"I slept over last night," she said, "on a mattress on the floor."
"I see." He locked the garage door and glanced at his watch. It was 8:06 a.m. A moment later, he turned the car into the street and drove off. Ranganhill pushed the pram with both hands. She had reached the downhill stretch, which was rather steep, and she had to hold on tight so as not to lose her grip. Her doll, who was named Elisa, after herself because her name was Ragnhild Elisa, slid down to the front of the pram. That didn't look good, so she let go.